I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Okay, crazy afternoon. I mentioned Azra Nomani. She's coming up after the bottom of the hour. And some of this stuff, you know, Sue, one thing I noticed with the Cracker Barrel thing, and I don't know if you're dialed into this, Steak and Shake got very active. Like the official account of it's interesting, but now there's an explanation for it. And I'm going to fill you in, and Azra will tell you that story after the bottom of the hour. Right now, Brian Kilmeade back with us on a Wednesday afternoon. Brian, how are you?
Oh, good, Mark. How are you?
Well, you know, in the open of the show here a few minutes ago, I played some audio that Fox had aired of a 10-year-old little kid who was a witness to this shooting in Minneapolis. I have a 10-year-old daughter, and it's just heartbreaking. Every time I hear about one of these things, you know, Twitter started getting active pretty quickly around 8:45 or 9 with reports out of Minneapolis. Obviously, there's still a lot of questions that we don't know, but here we go again. And this is another, you know, I heard even someone on the network talking about how this is a little rare because most of these shootings do take place at public schools, not a Catholic school or a church like this one. So again, another devastating story. Brian, I think it's a miracle that more people weren't killed. I don't know about you.
Yeah, miracle's a tough word, but this guy's just a psycho. I just watched an 11-minute video that he did prior, and he's absolutely twisted, beyond twisted. The ramifications for this go forever. I mean, kids are going to be seeing this, internalizing this, that are that age. They're going to be talking about it as if they experienced it, let alone the kids that actually experienced it. So this, to me, is just horrific. And again, Catholic, on one of some of the ammo was kill Trump. Horrible things that they wrote. So it's anti-religious, anti-kids. It is anti-Trump. It is, I guess his kid is trans. I guess he's going to blame society for that. So there's a lot of issues to uncover here, but mostly it's horrific.
Yeah, it just is. And, you know, I think about, obviously, the kids that died and maybe the death toll will rise because of kids being in the hospital. But I can't even imagine, you know, going back to my daughter, having to deal with this and think about this all the time moving forward, you know, the PTSD angle of it. And it's just, I don't know, maybe it's not, it shouldn't be worse when it's kids involved, but it certainly seems that way. And I think our reaction is more emotional when there's children involved like this, especially just, you know, going to a mass at a Catholic church. Let's talk about a couple other things that are happening right now. How do you think that this is going in D.C. with the federal takeover, with the National Guard? The numbers seem pretty good. Of course, Trump kind of dabbling with sending federal law enforcement to Chicago and Baltimore. Brandon Johnson standing defiantly, even though his city's falling apart. What do you make of this moving forward, Brian?
Well, it's a lot closer to you. You know that Chicago's a mess. I mean, if I'm going to sit there and say everything's going down, all the numbers are going down, it's getting safer every day. It's just not true. Murders are down, but shootings are terrible. And vehicle homicides, vehicle theft is up 80%. I mean, assaults are down slightly, but the numbers are way too high. It's still number one in all the wrong categories. So for them to sit there as if they're doing a victory dance, as if the war is over, is insane. But the good news is These people don't represent the people that the small section of people that elected them. Do you think people in Chicago go, okay, honey, there really is no danger. I just watched our mayor speak on TV for Donald Trump not to come.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know that they know the answer to all this stuff? This is why Trump won. You could sit there and say all this political correctness and birthing people and going back to the dumb language and blaming America as a terrible place, 1619 Project. Okay, I'm not going to go protest. I'm not going to go buy some oak tag and march in front of the city hall. But I got to vote, and I'm not buying this. And if you're going to say it in school, I'm going to leave that school. And America's just had it.
Well, absolutely, they've had it. You know, we saw a lot of evidence of this. I go back to last year, Bill Malusian doing some great reporting along the border with all these immigrants streaming over for the past few years. And then, you know, people in Chicago in particular, this happened in other cities, but I remember playing audio, and I know Fox aired audio from residents of Chicago that were pissed off about the migrants, about the migrant crime, about not being attended to, even though they were taxpayers, and the priorities just being completely out of whack from the mayor of Chicago, which is pretty consistent in that state.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a great point that you brought up. Remember, they told us for the longest time, it is global migration. That's what happens at the border, and nobody's getting in. I mean, we're handling it. We're screening them, and we're, you know, it's horrible that the governor of Texas is busing them. But besides that, everything's going according to plan. There is no problem. Our border is not open. Our border is not broken. And we look at that and we say, well, that's the stupidest thing I ever heard. I had to go drop my kid at soccer practice. Well, that's the dumbest thing I ever heard. Does everybody know this guy's Mayorkas is lying? Yeah. But are we loud by nature? Is he ever a middle-class family with three kids still doing a million things? Do they have time to become an activist?
No.
But it doesn't mean they don't get it.
Right. Yeah. They're just trying to raise their families like everyone else. All right. I would be in the, I guess I would call it the Jonathan Turley camp on this flag burning issue. I've always defended, despite it being reprehensible and despicable, the First Amendment right for people to burn flags in protest. However, I do think that the executive order is a little nuanced because it focuses somewhat on, you know, incitement of a riot. Now, we have statutes that address that as well. But what are your thoughts on the penalizing of flag burning? There's one thing I do know. I think it'd be very popular to say that even with Democrats to penalize flag burning. But there are constitutional issues here.
There is. And what they told me, what Trey Gowdy said in my radio show yesterday is, Justice Scalia came up and said, I hate it, but if I really like the First Amendment, that's your First Amendment. You're speaking out. You're allowed to speak out against America, and that's what that is. Trey Gowdy goes, I'd get him on arson. You can't take something and burn in the middle of a roadway. That's dangerous. So, but in this way, it's a wink and a nod. It's a flag. So I do know this is the sentiment. Trump can't go wrong. But if you look at the legal argument, which very few are equipped to have, obviously, I think that we've been over this. I feel like we were over this 20 years ago.
Yeah, yes.
And
we
when
were.
Justice Scalia,
we were.
Everyone's standard bearer for conservatism, ruled that way, to me, it's game, set, match. But am I mad at Trump for doing that? Absolutely not. However, the 600,000 Chinese
600,000, yeah.
I'm extremely mad.
Yeah.
600,000? That's different. I think he's way off on that. I would say 60 tops. So I don't know what he's doing.
Yeah, that one confused me as well. Not going to lie. And that one hasn't gotten as much attention this week either. Brian Kilmeade back with us this afternoon. All right. You know, let me just address the issue of access for the president. You interviewed him on your show a couple of weeks ago. He has been on every time I feel like I look at Fox, he's on answering questions. He had cabinet meeting, what was it, number 7, even though Joe Biden didn't even eclipse that number after 4 years in office. So his access to the media this week alone is just, it's just incredible how much communication is going on with this president directly with members of the media, Brian.
I think it's for us. I think that he...
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views.
but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
He's looking past the media and looking at us, not me and you, me and you as American citizens. I think that he uses the media, takes a question, and he'll go, okay, that's a dumb question. You're just a hater. Or ABC, that's not even a network. Now let me just answer the question. Now let me talk to the people.
Yeah.
So I think that he wants to communicate with us constantly. And there's no notes. It's what he's dealing with every day. And I think a lot of it is he sounds a lot of it out. You know, he's sounding it out now. You know, let me start. This is what we should do. You know, this flag is unconstitutional. You know what? This crime, this is an 80-20 issue. Next thing you know, suddenly Johnson and Thune are going to be offering a massive crime bill in the fall. But he's workshopping it through the media, using them as a split rail fence. But he's seen clearly we're on the other side.
Yeah, and then continue, you know, polling numbers. And I can't remember if we talked about this last week. The New York Times did the, it was a pretty good segment on these voter registration numbers that have kicked way over to the Republican side. But again, I know there's a lot of time to work with. You know, I said this to a guest yesterday, Cassie Smith. I said, let's see where we are, you know, a year from now, heading into these midterms. Maybe the economy is cratering. Maybe other things are happening. But there does not seem to be a definitive answer, Brian, to what the Democrats stand for at all, outside of hating Trump. That's really the only thing that they have right now.
I mean, I don't know if you, Mark Penn on TV today, Democratic strategist, Karl Rove on radio today, Republican strategist, but understands he's got to know his opponent inside and out. He does a lot of appearances with David Axelrod. They become really fast friends, so they get it. And they know they're not messaging. And it was brought up to me, like, why the hell did they have that Minneapolis conference in front of cameras? It's just embarrassing. It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed for them. For them to come out there and say that what they're doing now, picking up illegal immigrants, is worse than the pandemic. To come out and
it's crazy.
Say, I hate these red hats.
It's ridiculous. And yeah. Donald Trump. Tim Walz, what a clown show we avoided just with him.
Well,
you could just focus on him, right?
Remember, Minneapolis is the haven for trans. How's that gonna sound today as he addresses the media shortly?
We'll see, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what this kid is. He's got two names. He has got two genders. I just watched a tape of him reading the instructions to some type of manual. I mean, this guy's twisted. Not that I care what he said, but you just see him. And then I listened to this 11-minute tape, and hopefully if people do want to find out what goes on in this guy's head before – he would shoot children in a church. Children in a church. Because, and he says that he goes, these kids will die. So there's nothing by accident.
No,
so this guy is. So he's. This is some of the twisted things out there right now. And now you got to worry about kids going to church. You got to worry about private school. We're always worried about schools. But then you would think on the first day of school when the kids go to church in a Catholic school that. That wouldn't be a target, but it is when you shoot from the outside in.
I suppose I'm obligated here before we close to ask you about Cracker Barrel. I will tell you just candidly, I never really got the whole controversy about this. I get people being a little put off by removing the old dude in the barrel. But man, that thing took on a life of its own, and then it shifted real quickly yesterday afternoon, didn't it, Brian?
And then, they switched every logo back, and they now the stock to mark, the stock jumped up again. Okay. But in looking back, they do have to do a refresher. They say shares of Cracker Barrel had jumped after this move back, but the price has been down 55% over the last 55 after the last 5 years. So if you're the CEO, you got to make a change. But if you're the CEO, you change by alienating. You add, you don't subtract. You build on the legacy and modernize and let them know we're not your old Cracker Barrel anymore. We're the restaurant you can count on, but we're offering so much more. You got to come see us, as opposed to, we apologize for putting a white guy whose slang term is cracker next to a barrel.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna stick by this, since we talk a lot about President Trump. If you go back to the 80s, his mantra from the book, I think, was even no publicity is bad publicity. More people are talking about Cracker Barrel than ever before in history combined. So I'm guessing they may still get some packed reservations because of all the attention. What's coming up on your show on Sunday night, Brian?
We're going to go. I'm going to speak to this guy. He's fascinating. He's the author of Apple in China, Patrick McGee. How China captured Apple, and without Apple, they wouldn't have any electric cars. They would have no mass production. Now they have something like 40 million engineers that Apple trained, and they no longer need Apple. You wouldn't have Huawei. They stole all the technology, and now they have all the manufacturing. And Apple is really being held hostage. So I'm going to factor in that along with the AI race, as well as how that factors in with energy with Lee Zeldin. And then we are going to, I know we have a special guest in the B block, and that...
It's someone damn good. I can put money on that, Brian Kilmeade. Listen, you have a great holiday weekend. Enjoy that new puppy. We'll talk next week.
Absolutely. All right, I will talk to you soon. Go
All
get
right.
him.
Thanks, Brian. See ya. I can tell that Brian does not like leaving us, you know, on a limb. He was struggling there to find that other guest, which he probably still is thinking about it, but I appreciate him coming on this afternoon.
Get more at 971talk.com.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.